Mother, Lord, I'm beautiful. Well, Jesus has done for the soul of man. Thy heart has never been torn. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. God is a lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. God is a lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. God is a lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. God is a lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. God is a lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. God is a lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. God is a lifted at Calvary. 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 God is a lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. God is a lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, God is a lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Hallelujah, his blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, so he belongs. They are weak, but he is strong. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his one. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to he belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro of Jesus Christ Global Mission, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, taking you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. Today, I'm led to share with you on the purpose of his death, the benefits of the cross. A lot of people still don't understand the concept of salvation which Jesus provided for us on Golgotha Hills over 2,000 years ago, when he shed his blood for remission of our sins, and by his stripes we are healed. He took 39 stripes on his bare body. His bare back took 39 stripes. Medical science have proved that there are 39 major diseases in the whole world. Medical science have proved that there are 39 major diseases in the whole world. When Jesus took 39 stripes on his bare back on Calvary Street, he wasn't making a mistake. He knew what he was doing. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17, the scripture says, he took our infirmities. He carried away all our sicknesses and diseases. In Isaiah chapter 53, the book of Isaiah chapter 53 is called the redemptive chapter of the Bible. It's all about redemption that Jesus procured for us on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. I'm reading Isaiah 53, verses 3 says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Verse 4 says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried away our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. Verse 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. By the stripes of Jesus we are healed. 39 stripes on the bare body of Jesus Christ. And by those stripes, by those wounds, bleeding sores on his body, all our sickness and diseases are taken away, he bore all on Calvary's tree. And by the remission, the blood that was shed, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. See, it is the blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus, the perfect blood, the blood is still flowing today. That blood is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's still flowing, the blood that washes away all our sins and evil. He died a sacrificial death on Calvary's tree. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, it says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. He knew no sin, but was made to be sin for us. He took all our sins on himself. Who else would do this for you? Who else will die for you, if not the great Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth? In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, he took away all our curses. Every curse we inherited from the days of Adam and Eve till now, Jesus bore them for us on Calvary's tree. He took away all our ancestral curses, hereditary and generational curses. And we don't need to have them no more, because that's not no longer our portion. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, Jesus took away poverty. He says, though he was rich in glory, but for our sakes he became poor, that we might become rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Though Jesus was rich in glory, but for our sakes he became poor on Calvary's tree, that we, through his poverty, will become rich. God himself is a rich God. Psalm 24, verse 1, he said, the earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. Jesus was not even poor. He had a purse from where Judas Iscariot was stealing for the 3.5 years of ministry. He took care of his 12 disciples, and he fed 4,000, then fed another 5,000, met the needs of the people. So Jesus was rich in glory, and was rich. And we must be rich also. We must be rich spiritually, physically, financially. 3 John verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. Your soul prospereth with salvation. And so you must prosper physically. Poverty is not your portion. God did not put poverty in you. 2 Corinthians 8:9 made it clear. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He took away our sorrows and shame and disgrace. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, it says, Christ has delivered us from the powers of darkness. By his death on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ of Nazareth delivered us from the powers of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of God. Satan is the owner of darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light. And we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Why will you be in darkness when Jesus has delivered us from the powers of darkness? Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Jesus has delivered us from the powers of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of God, which is the light of God. We are no longer supposed to be in darkness no more. Come out of darkness, receive the light of Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. 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 Let the light shine into your soul. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light shine into your soul. Jesus is the light. May that light shine into your soul today. You don't need to have darkness. Satan, sin, evil, demons, they are the powers of darkness, the principalities and powers. Jesus has brought the light. The light of God is shining. We got to embrace the light of Jesus. By his death on Calvary tree, Jesus led captivity captives in Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 to 12. Jesus led captivity captives and he gave gifts to all men. All the forces and all the powers that held you in captivity, Jesus led them into captivity and set you free. Because when he died, he took hold of Satan and took authority from him, overthrew his power, toppled his government, and he gave us power. That was why when he resurrected on Sunday morning, Jesus said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Jesus has given us that power and the authority. So we are no more in captivity. We are liberated by the power in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set you free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set you free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. That blood liberates. There's power in the blood of Jesus, the power that saves from sin, the power that saves from evil. That power is still alive today, watches us from all unrighteousness. The blood that was shed is a symbol of the blood in Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. The blood shall be on your doorposts and on your lintels. And when the enemy shall see the blood, it shall pass over you. You must come under the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is your protection. The blood of Jesus covers you from principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Why won't you receive Jesus today when he has procured for you everything? So great salvation. So great salvation. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. He said, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we escape judgment if we neglect so great salvation?" Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 3. "How shall you escape hell if you neglect so great salvation?" Hebrews chapter 2, from verse 3. This great salvation that Jesus provided for us on Calvary's tree, if you neglect it, it is the worst thing you ever did. When you neglect this salvation, then you are heading for hell, the lake of fire, that burned with brimstone, and the worm dieth not, that this, that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit a man if it shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Today is the day of salvation. Christ has made us kings and priests. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, Christ has made us kings and priests. By his death on Calvary tree, Jesus promoted us from downtroddenness, from neglect, from poverty, from hardship. Jesus has promoted us to become kings and priests right here on earth. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. When he died, the curtain that separated the holy place from the holy of holies in the temple was torn from up to bottom, showing that salvation has been procured for us. You can now walk into the temple. You can now walk into the holy of holies. You don't have to go through the high priest. Jesus has opened the way. He opened now the way of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now and worship Christ thy King. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now and worship Christ thy King. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. When Jesus died on Good Friday, The scripture says the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place was ripped open from top to bottom, showing that grace has come, salvation has come, deliverance has come, healing has come. You are no longer going to go to the high priest and do all kind of stuff. You just call the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every name must bow. You have the right to go into the Holy of Holies. You have the right to come before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and find help. In Hebrews chapter 4, the scripture made it clear. He said, we have not an high priest that wasn't tested. The high priest that we have in the New Testament is the one that we can touch with the feelings of our infirmities. The high priest that we have in the New Testament is the one that we can touch with the feelings of our infirmity. I don't care what you're going through right now, what pains, what sickness, what disease, what kind of affliction. I got good news for you. On Calvary's tree, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ of Nazareth took your place. He died for you, shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and by his stripes you were healed of all your problems and troubles and difficulties and fears and anxieties. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Today you can make a decision to receive him as your personal Lord and Savior so that you have eternal life, so that when you die you go to heaven. You're not going to hell. Hell is not made for you. For your sake, Jesus sacrifice his life on Calvary's tree. How shall you escape if you neglect such a great salvation? How will you be able to escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation that Jesus procured for you on Golgotha Hills over 2,000 years ago? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 made it clear. How shall you escape if you neglect such a great salvation? Now is the time for you to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ and have him as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. It is appointed unto man once to die, after that judgment. Someday you shall stand before God. And the scripture says, each of us shall give account of ourselves unto God. No one is going to represent you, not your father, not even your pastor, not even your church. Each of us shall stand before God, and we shall give account of our life. If your life is the life of recklessness, a life that is not worthy of Jesus Christ, a life of sin and immorality, a life of sexual promiscuity, a life of smoking and drinking, a life of arrogance, a life of sinful life and woeful life, and then all kind of prostitution and harlotry, all kind of things you have lived in, today you need to make a decision and confess all your sins unto him. He that cometh to him, he will nowise cast out. He gave us direct access to the throne room. He conquered death for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54, Jesus conquered death for us on Calvary's tree. He defeated death for us, and so we have right to the throne room of God. We are raised together with Christ, and we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. This is a very important hour. What a great story for a man to lay down his life for you. What a great story, a great sacrifice. What a great substitution. For someone to say, no, you don't go to hell. Let me go to hell for your sake so that you don't have to go there no more. All these Jesus did for you. They spat on him. They beat him. They made mockery of him. They put a thorn on his head and mocked him and laughed him. All because of you. Will you neglect this great salvation? Now is the time for you to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? No one knows what's going to happen next. All kind of things are going on right now. People are dying untimely, shooting and killing. No one knows who is going to be next. Are you ready to meet your Savior, Jesus Christ? Are you ready to meet your Lord? You want to go to eternity undecided? If you leave this world without Jesus, then there is trouble. But when you leave this world with Jesus in your life, you have gone into glory, and you will meet your Savior, you meet your God, you will be with Him, and you enjoy eternity in heaven. This is the hour of decision for you to make a decision to follow Jesus and have Him as your personal Lord and Savior. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If you will open for me, I will come in and speak with you." He's knocking at the door of your heart right now. Will you open for Him? Let Him come in and talk with you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That everlasting life is for you today, to receive it into your life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved and experience salvation? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You can run into it, and you are saved. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of Jesus is worthy of honor, is worthy of glory, is worthy of power and of praise. No other name but the name of Jesus. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 4, verse 12, say there is no other name given among men by which we could be saved. Only the name of Jesus by which we could be saved. We are saved by grace through faith. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. There is no one righteous. This is the time for you to receive Him. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Wherever you are right now, I want to pray with you that the Lord Jesus will come into your heart and help you to be saved and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit, that you will be the child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now I want you to forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers. Email it to them and forward it to them. Let them know that Jesus has died for them to be saved once and for all. Shed His blood for the remission of their sins. And by His stripes they were healed. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come into your heart today, that he will convince you of his word, that he will help you to know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. Receive him into your heart and into your life today. Be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit, that you might be a vessel of honor in the hands of God Almighty. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, do a work in these ones that have heard your word. Let your word find a place in their heart and in their life, that they will be doers of your words and not just hearers only. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. I want you to feel free to email us ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. Visit our website. You can call us for prayer and counseling. Area code 240-552-5899. 202-460-7110. We'd like to hear from you. Let us know what God is doing in your life. We also invite you to attend our services every evening, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suterell Falls, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We want to see you, want to talk with you, want to pray with you, want to counsel with you, that you might know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you, Felicia and I. We love you, and we say, have a blessed Easter period. In Jesus' name.